An engineer with the South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources testified for hours on Thursday in Pierre. The Water Management Board is hearing testimony to determine if the state's water can be used for the Keystone XL pipeline. During the hearing, two children named as interveners came forth to cross-examine the witness, but were not allowed. Their mother, also an intervener, took up their case and then did the cross herself. Engineer Mark Rath investigated TC Energy's application for a permit and drew up a report on water availability. In it, he determined that there is enough water to use for the pipeline. At the hearing, Rath first answered questions from lawyers representing both TC Energy and pipeline opponents. Then the two minor children of Elizabeth Lone Eagle took the podium to ask Rath questions, but DENR's attorney objected, and the chairman of the Water Management Board did not allow them to represent themselves. Elizabeth Lone Eagle quickly came to the defense of her children, who had been granted intervener status early in the proceedings.
The children have even submitted their own arguments several months prior, when this was brought up months ago, and it was never ruled upon. They have a name card here. They were never told they needed to get an attorney by anybody.
Board members took a break, and when they returned, Lone Eagle herself was allowed to cross-examine. She asked Mark Rath if he considered tribal spiritual use of the water or the rights of the Cheyenne Sioux tribe in preparing his report, and he responds that he did not.
My review was specific to existing water rights that we had on record and downstream domestic use.
She asked him if he's aware of a significant historical and spiritual site along the Cheyenne River.
Is it right for me to assume then that you have no knowledge of the existence of the location of Chief Bigfoot's camp, last known camp, before he and his people were massacred at Wounded Knee?
Rath says he has no knowledge of that. The engineer takes the stand again on the second day of the hearing, which then continues for another 3 days at the end of October. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks reporting from Pierre.